from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I know somebody gonna tell me who this is we're listening to, but it's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 17th day of August. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And good morning to all y'all up in Flowery Branch.
Where the Falcons are not.
Yes.
Because they're in Baltimore.
That's right. But everybody up there, good morning. I'm sure you are happy to have the Falcons and everybody else out of your town for a little bit.
Just a few hours.
They just, it's like.
They'll be back tonight.
Yeah. It's like them folks in Augusta during the tournament. It's like, okay, we hurry up and get out of here. So they want their town back. Hey, reason, Sam.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to give you some insignificant stuff that happened on this. Today was the day that The Wizard of Oz premiered.
Oh man!
Now this is, and I think I'm. This is an apt statement. I think The Wizard of Oz is most people's in America first musical. Would you say that's an accurate statement? It's the first.
Yeah.
It's the first. Not as much today as it used to be, but I would say for a lot of people, first musical. And the funny thing is, when you ask them that later on, what's your favorite musical, they either say, I don't like musicals, or they don't consider The Wizard of Oz a musical.
Yeah.
For some reason. I don't know why, but, and I didn't either for the longest time. But anyway, that premiered on this day. But this is the one I want to ask you about. On this day, you ever heard of the Richie Ashburn story?
Yes.
No, you heard of Richie Ashburn.
Ashburn, but I didn't hear about the story.
But there's something that happened to him on this day. Richie Ashburn played for the Phillies. This is back in the day. But Richie Ashburn hits a foul ball and hits a fan named Alice Roth. The thing is, he hit her
What?
Okay, I want to make sure I got your attention. So Richie Ashburn hits a foul ball. It hits this fan, Alice Roth. The same at bat, he hits her again as she's being taken out of the stadium on a stretcher because she was damn near knocked out by the first foul ball. He hits her two times. This is what is chronicled here. I'm reading this day in history. Hits the woman at the same, during the same foul ball, comes back in, gets in the batter's box as they're taking this woman out because the first one hit her in the nose.
Woof.
All right. And they then start to take her out on a stretcher, and he hits her again. What are the odds?
And that's before or after they started putting on the back of your ticket stub that we're not responsible.
Probably long before.
Okay.
But, I mean, I've heard people get, like, I heard Ron Santo used to play for the Cubs. He hit somebody, like a relative. I remember Oberman used to talk about his mother got hit by a foul ball at a Yankees game once. So, you know, it happened. But twice? That's crazy.
Wow.
Anyway, and would have been happy birthdays to Mae West, America's first movie cougar.
She was that for sure.
It was absolutely.
No doubt.
Yeah,
no
anyway. Doubt. What's up locally, man?
The music we just heard coming back is a song Morris Brown by Outkast. And I played that because next weekend, you know, the college football season is supposedly the week zero of college football season. Georgia Tech's going to be playing over in Ireland. But here in town, we're going to have the MEAC SWAC Challenge with Norfolk State and Florida A&M. John Grant going to join us tomorrow morning and talk about that. But Big Boy is going to do a concert before that game at the College Football Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to let people know that he's going to perform around 4:30 there at the College Football Hall of Fame, of course, and then everybody can head over to Georgia State to watch the game go on between Florida A&M and Norfolk State. And Florida A&M had some crazy news this week that affects their athletic department. We ain't going to get into that today. We'll get into that tomorrow because there's some sure drama around there. I got a little something to say about it.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, because we'll get into that tomorrow.
I've almost corrupted you. Rabbit Hole's got plenty of room. Come on down and join us.
We'll get there, but I want to run down some of these high school games that have been rescheduled, maybe run down a few scores from last night from some of the games that people were really watching for. Because our game last night was part of the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Classic was a washout. It is being reset for today. Cass will now travel down to Hoganville, and they will play against Callaway there. That game has been set for 6 o'clock this evening. That's 6 o'clock this evening that game is going to be played as a makeup from last night. They never got underway, never got started. Another reset, Northwest Whitfield, all up this corridor, north on I-75. A lot of the games never got started last night. Northwest Whitfield and Cohulla Creek will play this morning at 11 a.m. at Cohulla Creek. North Murray at Dalton will be this evening at 6:30. Christian Heritage at Heritage at 7:30 today. Southeast Whitfield and Gordon Central will start at 12 noon today. And Murray County and Towns County will also be a 12 noon start. There's a few more. Let me get these other ones here.
Take your time.
Gilmer is hosting Fannin County. That's at 11 a.m. Today. A 12 noon start. Mount Vernon's going to play at Darlington. That's up in the Rome area. That's a noon start today. 1 p.m. These are games that are going on at the Dome. We'll talk about that one. A 3 o'clock start. Howard and Westside Macon. That's a 3 p.m. start today. Let me see what other one we got here. 7 o'clock start today. Sonorville at Model. And that's a 7 o'clock start for that one. Tryon and Gordon Lee is also a 7 o'clock start today. Some games that were moved from last night. So there was let me see if there's any more. I think most of these are all games that Portals game has been changed. It's 7:30 start tonight. And I think that's all of the ones that we have that got. Cedartown and Rockmart. Big game up in that part of the state. 8 p.m. start tonight, Cedartown against Rockmart. Of course, we have some other games that were scheduled for tonight. Stevenson and Mays are playing at 7:30. They're playing over at Morrow High School, that nice new school.
You told me about that place.
It looks like a spaceship. Mm-hmm. They're going to play a game over there just to kind of open that place up. And so Mays and Stevenson are going to play over there tonight. Of course, our games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where John Bednarowski is on his way, where the Biscuits game would take the place. And these are games that were regularly scheduled for today. Of course, we're going to have let me make sure we get him right here. He's going to be there for the first one, which is going to be Brookwood. Brookwood is taking on Walton. And then we're going to have Houston County. They're coming up from Central Georgia. They're going to play Alpharetta. McEacher and North Gwinnett, and that's a game you're going to get to hear here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, because that's going to come on after Falcons football. After Falcons football, going to have Eric Slaughter and Day-Day Lewis on the call for that one. Then the last game this evening, we'll have Cedar Grove against Douglas County. Going to have Chris Goforth, Big Mike Johnson. Going to be on that one for you tonight as we cover the final games of the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic. Some final scores, that's just a couple of games that people that got a lot of attention last night. We had some games that got national attention, games that were on ESPN2, games that people were watching for. You had Milton and Buford. That was a big game on GPB. Milton wins that game 13-10. Tight ball game. College recruiters and scouts all over the place. To check out the young people that were on display playing in that football game. You had Langston Hughes down at Westlake. Let's see if I can get a score on that one. And show you what. Oh, we got another one at Carrollton. That was this one that was on ESPN2. Carrollton 24, Woodward Academy 14. And that one got some rain late in the game, but they were able to get that game complete down there last night. So just some of the scores from some of the games that took place last night. Just want to get you guys up to speed on what happened on this opening weekend of high school football here in the area in the first Friday night. And next week, we have Falcons football on Friday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So we won't have the scoreboard show until the 30th. So you get your full edition of the high school scoreboard show coming up on September 30th, that Friday night, as you know, everybody will be in action and in the schedule, and we'll be done with Falcons preseason football.
All right. I was just sitting here looking while I was listening to you and still thinking about the question we had for John Bednarowski is, when things happen like they did last night with Mother Nature stepping in, what are some of the contingency plans? Or is it just a logistical nightmare trying to get those games rescheduled and teams that travel? I mean, just what is there a solution in place?
First, there's nothing in place. You go scramble and try to figure it out. And the first thing you got to do is secure your officials. You know, we got a shortage.
Yeah.
And we got to make sure those guys. So that's, well, for a lot of these games were changed at 11 o'clock this morning. You got to make sure you got an officiating crew that can be there at 11 o'clock this morning. It's more than just the team showing up. And so that's one of the things you have to see, you know, and make sure which place you want to go to. I don't know how that was decided. Especially in the case of the game that we were at, that's a neutral site game. I don't know if they tossed a coin or whatever. I think they really said, you know, since Callaway, you guys drove the longest way to come up here because Cass is right up the road from Rome. It was an easy commute for them. Yeah. They figured, okay, since you guys drove the longest to come up here and you get rained out, we're going to drive down to your place. And that's how it got decided. I'm thinking that's how. I wasn't a part of the decision-making process. But the bottom line is, if you didn't have another date and you got games scheduled next week, you want to get this game in. You know, you want to play this game. And it's also, you know, Chris Parker and I got into it a little bit last night. There are power rankings now for high school teams. So if you're playing a team that's been a playoff team last year, you got them on your schedule, you want to play this game because beating them means a little more for your power rankings as far as, you know, for the end of the season. So that's the other part that brings that into play. So anyone that had a game scheduled last night, if you're playing against a team that has coming off a good season, you want to play those guys because if you get a chance to beat them, well, hey, then that's extra big for your season to get started off that way. So a lot of those things are factored in this year, Greg. There are no ties this year for games in the state of Georgia for that reason. You know, you're not going to say, well, it's a non-region game. We're just going to walk away. We're going to leave it 6-6. Nope. You're going to finish that thing, and somebody's going to win.
There you go.
So that's something else that's in place this season.
Here's the other thing I wanted to ask you, and I realize it is a conga line of teams and family members that are coming through Mercedes-Benz today. But I always wondered if those teams that play on Wednesday, Thursday, and last night, do they get some kind of deal, or are they given tickets to come on into the Mercedes-Benz, just to, if nothing else, to make the place look fuller? Do they get a chance to come and experience just being in that stadium, or is it something that you figure they just don't want to go there?
They've already played their game this week. I don't think they want to
come out. I understand that part of it, but
you know what some coaches are probably doing? They got extra time to prepare for next week.
That's what. Okay. Well.
Yeah, they got extra. That's not coming to watch somebody else.
But if you're if you're friends on another team, I guess what I'm asking is everything Corky Kell? If you get invited to the Corky Kell Classic, your team is playing. If you play Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, we're still going to make sure if you want to go to Mercedes-Benz and see those games, we're going to make sure that you get a ticket. Maybe upper deck, but at least you can get into the building. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, I don't know if that's been happening. I don't know how many coaches ask for that, because I think most coaches think like, okay, we got extra time to prepare for who we're going to play next week,
right,
rather than going white. Especially, you're not going to play these guys.
I'm talking about kids, too.
What about the kids?
To go to the games today. I mean, or their family members. Oh, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Just asking. It's a big event, so yeah, high school is...
I think they're satisfied to have been a part of it, and probably those coaches probably said, we need to focus on what we got next week. Unless, like I said, one of those teams is on their schedule, then coaches will probably say, hey, let's get together, we get a bus and get some guys and go down there and watch it. But, you know, as far as that goes. But I think everybody's looking forward to what they got to do next week, and thankful that they have some extra time to prepare.
Happy 55th birthday to these two. Born on the same day. And I'm a big Tom Selleck fan, but I don't think I've watched one episode of Blue Bloods, his show. But Donnie Wahlberg and Christian Leitner, born on the same day.
Whoa.
Celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday to those guys. And there's a lot of dudes out there, they ain't gonna admit it out loud, but they had a little thing for the Go-Go's, especially their lead singer. Happy birthday, Belinda Carlisle.
Yep.
On this day today. We are coming back, and listen, we are at the mercy of Noel, because we had a little shift in the show, but we needed to get you ready for today's, you know, Falcons and Ravens matchup. But there has been plenty of sound coming out of Flowery Branch this past week, and we're going to talk about that up next. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play just like a ring in a bell. Go
Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Greg on this Saturday morning, 17th day, August. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. We've been talking about this for the last month or so. To you guys, that Saturdays are going to get strange again. They're going to, whereas we move closer to football season, we will be here for it, and then pretty soon we won't be here at all on our Saturdays. But we will be with you on Sunday mornings from 6 until 10. But this is all about football, college and pro football. And so, you know, we take a little bit of a backseat, but we don't mind, right, Sam?
It's that time of year, man.
And exactly. It's
what we do.
We do not mind one little bit. All right, now we're going to give things over to Noelle. She's going to be running this segment. But you hear what she did when we came out of that last segment there? She threw that little Dorothy thing in there, that Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Little something on there. And she's always listening to us. She's on top of stuff here. So I'm going to ask you guys this really as we continue the insignificant information. That movie that wasn't even the biggest movie of the year when it came out. It's hard to believe, right? The Wizard of Oz wasn't even the biggest movie that came out the year it was released. It was Gone with the Wind.
Really?
Yes, it was. But we all know
which had its debut on Peachtree Street.
That's right.
At a theater that's no longer there. Lowe's Grand.
That's right. You go and look at those old pictures. Lowe's, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah.
By the same people that bring you plants and flowers and wood. Lowe's Grant brought you a movie theater.
How about that now?
So, Noelle, here's my question to you. All right, so we all know in the beginning of the movie when Dorothy was still in Kansas, the farmhands, they all switched over into the Tin Man and the Wizard, the Tin Man, the Lion, and the Scarecrow. But did you know there was a person who played five characters in that movie?
Five?
I'm telling you, five. Five different characters. The guy's name is Frank Morgan. That's right. Frank Morgan played five characters in The Wizard of Oz. You're right. He was the wizard. But he was also Professor Marvel at the beginning when Dorothy ran off and first and she met him at his little caravan or whatever that thing was. And he was trying to tell her, no, you need to go home. He was also the gatekeeper going into the Land of Oz. He was also the carriage driver, and he was the guard. You go back and look at this movie again. Frank
Morgan. He was the guard. I do remember him as the guard.
He played five characters. This is like Eddie Murphy and Nutty Professor. He played five characters in that movie. So there's your insignificant information as far as The Wizard of Oz.
That's great stuff.
Yeah, man. And I mean, him and the fact that Jed Clampett got cut from the movie.
Yep.
If y'all don't know that, Jed Clampett, Buddy Ebsen, was supposed to be the Tin Man, but was allergic to the makeup. So they replaced him.
Yeah, that paint did him in.
Pardon?
I said that paint did him in.
Yeah. And I always think about it every time I see him, like cutting a little rug there on Beverly Hillbillies when they'll show like a replay of it and they have a little dancing scene.
Right.
He starts dancing. I'm going, that could have been the Tin Man. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Noelle, there was lots of sound coming from Flowery Branch this past week, correct?
Indeed. But some sound eclipsed other sounds, Sam and Greg. And I think we're going to focus on the Matthew Judon sound because that has been, aside from Justin Simmons, the excitement around this week in the Atlanta Falcons. And we don't really have any Simmons sound yet from what I've heard, he hasn't spoken yet, but we do have players talking about the acquisition of Matthew Judon. Let's start with Drake London.
Very exciting. Anything to help this team win, I'm all for it. He's on the defensive side, so I'll let them handle that, but I'm very excited for him to come over here and make an impact.
What's the first thing you think of when you hear him talking, Sam? Because for me, it's like, okay, that's great. We got this new pass rusher. Well, how's that going to help you become the person we expect you to be in this upcoming season?
That's not what I hear.
I'm asking that. I'm not saying he's not going to be that. I'm just asking it. But go ahead. Well, I'm sorry, me step on you.
No, I think his thing is we know what this offense has the potential to do. The defense has always been the concern and pass rush, which we haven't had consistently since John Abraham. And so, obviously, if that means getting more opportunities for the offense by forcing some turnovers, getting the other team's offense off the field, he's all about it. So I think that's the thing. We figure this offense with the quarterback issue pretty resolved that, this offense should be able to score points. And so that's what we look for.
Well, that's exactly why I thought – what I thought, because again, it reminded you of all these weapons that the offense had last year and didn't produce the way you thought they would. So that's why that popped into my head when you hear his voice. It sort of superseded the flowers he was throwing at Matthew there. But no, I mean, listen, you're absolutely right. And you just hope that there's no tweak. There's no little something, no hamstring or whatever that prevents him from being that Pro Bowl player.
Yeah, that's what we hope to, you know, because he's coming off an injury last year. Noel, I don't know if you had anything with Coach Rye. I know Coach Rye had some comments about Matthew Judon as well, right?
Yes, I got Coach Rye on what the Falcons are gaining in Matthew Judon.
I know what we're getting in that trade, the dog mentality, the guy that we talked about, the absolute edge setter, a universal pass rusher, a proven outside commodity within this league for the last couple of years.
That's we're looking for. 8-year veteran and, you know, 4-time Pro Bowler. My goodness. And that's Matthew Judon, which is great. Justin Simmons, a 2-time Pro Bowler coming in. Safety, you're going to match this guy up back there with Jesse Bates. You're going to have a tandem at safety that's going to be electric for this team.
Can we go back to what we were talking about a second ago when it came to the Noel mentioned the quarterback position, and we were talking about this offense. And I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but I have been scratching my head when we talk about what was the issue with this Falcons team last year, and specifically the offense and specifically the quarterback position, knowing that Arthur Smith was here. He's now gone. And here's where the head-scratching part is. There are people who have been saying nationally that the best thing that's going on up in Pittsburgh is that they have Arthur Smith right now on the coaching staff with Mike Tomlin as they try to decide what's going on between Russell Wilson Justin Fields.
Yeah,
those two up there. That's what I'm saying. It's head scratching. He couldn't get this thing figured out here, and yet you're going to put him in that situation, which, by the way, a much brighter light when you're with the Steelers and Mike Tomlin and that whole quarterback situation that they have going out there. Like I said, it's just kind of head scratching to me. But what I take away from this past week, Sam, is the moves. Not the individuals themselves, while that's great. I'm talking about the moves this late into the, or this close to the season, which I can't remember happening that much. These kind of impact players coming to this team. Is this something we're not used to that, correct?
Well, that's the thing. We're finding what comes first, the chicken or the egg, because remember, we had some losses last week. We had some players that we thought would be factoring into things in this defense that were lost in our preseason game against Miami. There were 3 players, a receiver lost during the joint workouts. So,
and I understand that, but this is what the mentality for me, from my seat, as I remember when things like that happened, it was always next man up.
Next man up, but in this case, it's a little different. You know, we've gone and spent a bunch of money on a quarterback, then we drafted a quarterback. Mm-hmm. We got to make this thing work. Yeah. You know, people talk about a sense of urgency. There is. And it's because of what took place this spring as far as this team goes. We got to make this thing work. And so now you got a chance with a trade, a 3rd-round pick next year's draft to get you that pass rusher that you've been wanting so much. And then you get another player for the back end to hold things down back there. He likes to hit, but he's covered. He's got 30 career interceptions. Look, this sets this defense up to be a whole different animal. It really does, and you know, that's the thing you do. You like to see your front office and your people up front make moves like
that's
this.
What I'm talking about. That's what it comes. It's exactly, in a nutshell, what I'm talking about.
Yep.
From this past week.
And it's Jesse Bates is right in agreement with you guys because he said it's time to get on the wave.
If there's somebody that, you know, Terry and them think that can help our team, we're more than willing. To bring them in, you know, great players and great people. Hey, come join and get on the wave because we got a lot of good stuff going here in Atlanta.
Is it fair to say, and now this ain't Detroit with Dan Campbell coming in and biting people's kneecaps off, but is it fair to say that we have already seen a shift in just the mentality, the overall way that this particular Falcons team is coming into this season? You can call it chemistry, you can call it a couple other things as far as these guys coming together, but it just seems just a little bit different, actually a little more than a little bit. A pretty good change in how these guys are going about their business and the way they're poking their chests out when they talk.
Starts at the top, man. It starts at the top, and when they see decisions like this make it at the top, it has to energize that locker room. It has to energize the meeting rooms, the film rooms, on the field. These guys are going up to play this game today, and you probably won't see a lot of the guys playing that you figure would be key players with this team when the season begins. But, you know, boy, you got to feel like they took that flight up to Baltimore. A little feeling a little something different about the possibilities for this season. But like you said, it starts at the top, man. And when you get that signal from up at the top, it lights a fire into everybody.
Change of culture. That was the phrase I was looking for. The change of culture.
And here's the thing, Greg. You know, you're going to have guys playing today who are probably fighting for spots on this team. They're going to fight a little bit harder right
now. Yeah, they are.
You're going to fight hard anyway because you're trying to make a living. But, you know, you're going to fight even harder because you see what's about to happen here and you don't want to be left out.
And listen, general consensus is everybody stays healthy. This is the team to beat as far as the division. And all you got to do is get to the playoffs, right? You just get to the playoffs. You get to the dance at the end of the season and no telling what could happen. But this is not one of the teams you think about as far as the powerhouses in the NFC, but you do think about them topping this division right now, like I said, with everybody staying healthy.
Yep, that's what we're looking for. That's what we like you said, you got to get to the playoffs to do anything else. This team is set up to get there.
Got Falcons in Baltimore. Kickoff at 12 today. Getting you set for the game is Wade Ford Tailgate Show. They are coming up top of the hour. Sam and I will be back tomorrow from 6 until 10. But give me your final thoughts and get you ready for today's action. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 17th day of August. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. We'll be back tomorrow from 6 until 10. Saturdays are going to get a little weird for us. We got a few more, and then we will be stepping aside, getting ready for college football on Saturdays. Anyway, coming back with the boys from Rackford, Illinois, Cheap Trick. I got to get that live at Budokan, though. That's the better version of that, but that's all right. Thank you, Noel. Like I said, we're going to turn things over to Wade Ford Tailgate Show coming up top of the hour. John Fricke, Joe Patrick, Harper. Hope these guys all make it in here safely and have themselves a great show. We got kickoff at 12 today, Falcons and Ravens. But there has been some other stuff going on, Mr. Crenshaw.
Yep.
We got baseball, we got football coming up. But I thought of you the other day, this statement. This individual performed worse than he has ever performed. In fact, they called it his worst match. Alcott at the Cincinnati Open or whatever they're calling it up there, right after the Olympics. Maybe he's got some residue there, but they called that his worst match ever.
You know, we got some other people to get out because Coco Gauff got knocked out this week, too. And here's the thing. You talk about the surfaces that the tennis tours had to go through. They a while since they played on hard courts. They've been playing in Europe on the clay courts. They go to grass. They go back to clay. They got to come in and do
hard
it and get back on the hard courts because the U.S. Open is a couple of weeks away. So you might have some of that. And, you know, that's the big thing. They want to do well at this tournament, but they want to be ready for the big show in New York. And I think that's the big thing. I mean, the biggest thing that the players get now is practice time on the hard courts wherever they go. That's the big thing I think that the tennis players deal with as they move forward toward the big show up at the U.S. Open. And of course, we'll be checking in with Karen Pestana because she will be there.
Karen.
So that's a big one to watch out for come up. Want to mention a couple other things here. Of course, Braves play tonight. Couldn't be on the mound for the Braves. Hopefully he can restore his team, you know, back a win tonight as they play the Angels out in wonderful, lovely Anaheim down the road from Disneyland. Also, NASCAR is racing. You know, they took a 2-week break for the Olympics, and that NBC had all their cameras over in Paris. They got them back, and they're going to be up in Brooklyn, Michigan this weekend.
Funny the way you said that, and they got them back.
They got them back. You know, they're going to be up in Brooklyn, Michigan for that today. And some interesting stuff happened. Last week they raced up at Richmond. Austin Dillon, who was way out of the playoff chase, found himself running up toward the front at the end of the race.
I saw that.
Right? Bumped a couple of people there.
Yep. Knocked him out of the way.
Moved Joey Logano one way and hit Denny Hamlin the other way.
Yep.
And got the win. Well, a win usually gets you into the playoffs. But after further review, NASCAR said you can keep the win, but you're not in the playoffs. So that was a ruling that NASCAR came about, and we're going to hear some more about that, obviously, when they race up in Michigan tomorrow. Maybe some things on the track as well. As they head for Atlanta Motor Speedway, the first Saturday in September for the first race of the playoffs.
Yeah, well, it's probably the same judge that took Jordan Childs' bronze medal away, too. You know, all these sports that where you got judges involved in it, they need to just go.
Well, look, let's see.
They need, just need to go.
You know, you should have been with me when I went to the Sports Officials Summit took place at the Cobb Galleria.
Okay.
We had officials from sports around the country and at every level.
So they'd agree with me or disagree with me?
It was a referees convention. Well, not saying they need to go. No, the officials, they're going to say the officials need to work, but maybe they need some help in getting it right. You had people that judged everything from sailing to pickleball to everything else. They had, you know, they had these officials were there, and they're all for the technology or whatever it means you have to help them get it right. But they're not for eliminating jobs.
Well, here's the thing: it's the speculation element as far as the judging. If you do this move, like here are the two sports that really have an issue with this. It's figure skating and gymnastics.
Absolutely.
We're talking Olympic sports.
Absolutely.
All right. So if you do a certain move and you don't fall, then you get that point. Now, the style points with, you know, the flourish of the fingers and all that other stuff that, you know, they determine, well, she gets an extra tenth of a point because she spread her fingers out and her nails were done. Yeah, all this other crap that goes along with judging in a way that this particular French judge does it differently than the Japanese judge who does it differently than the Romanians.
You don't want to get me started with this, because my thing when we talk with figure skater was always the French girl, Sierra Bonnelie, who could do the forward flip. And they say, well, that's not a figure skating move. No, the other girls just can't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
exactly
what I mean? And so they wouldn't let her get a gold medal for doing something that the other girls would try to do that and they cracked their skulls. But this girl was able to do it, you know, gracefully on ice, and they would not allow it and would not score for doing it. So, yeah, I get what you're saying about that.
There's another one of those, too, that everybody does now. When he first started doing this, Kurt Thomas, the gymnast, had the Thomas flair, where he would get on the floor while he was doing his floor X, and he would do these moves like he was on the pommel horse. Mm-hmm. Pommel horse.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody did that before. So, again, the judging, they didn't know how to judge that. They just thought, oh, that looks pretty cool, but I don't know how to judge this. Now, everybody does it, and it's a part of your Florex routine. Anyway, getting back to just the judging and the way they went about it, it just always seems to come with when an Olympics ends, there's a number of things that, you know, that leave a good taste in your mouth, and then there's these few situations where you want to just, you know,
and that's
walk
the
into traffic.
We're talking about judging and officiating, and these supposed to be the world's best, right? The world's best get to be a part of that process.
Who said they're supposed to be
Olympic
the best?
Game. They're supposed to be the best because you talk about people who get a chance to do this, and because I was talking with some of the officials with the Atlanta Vibe, and I was asking some of the officials that were there. I know someone who's a volleyball referee, and the officiate someone says, okay, she does this. She does internationally. She's doing the Olympics. Oh, no. They're not at the level of that. Really? So, well, I mean, that's...
See, that's what I'm saying. Who determines what level? If you played 4 years ago, but yet you've been out of the league, if you stopped playing 15, 20 years ago, but yet they think you're a seasoned professional and you should be a judge versus the person who's been out of the game for under 5 years, that's the person I want reffing, because they see that they know the new moves. They know everything that's going on right with today's player, as opposed to somebody who's looking at somebody differently and go, well, they didn't do it like that back in the 80s. You know, again, my stance with that. just my stance with that.
Yeah.
All right,
who gets to do that? It's a great honor to be a judge or to be an official for something of that magnitude. But once again, the bottom line is supposed to be to get it right. And mm-hmm. I think that's all officials will tell you. They do go out and do their best to get it right. I know some people who went out to high school football games, here come these old referees. I watch, they're going to mess up some calls out here. They don't come out there. They don't get out of their cars and get dressed for the game thinking, okay, let's go ahead and mess up this game. Everybody is out to try to get things right.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Coming up top of the hour, we're going to turn things over to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Hey, Sam, you ever been to Milwaukee?
Once.
What?
You know what I remember most?
What's that?
I was downtown. I saw these guys coming up from under, walking up the steps. And I said, where are these guys come? And they had these little bags with them, and they had been bowling.
Oh,
either the bowling alley.
You don't. What do you recognize a bowling bag?
No, but I mean bowling ball was down. You went down under the ground.
Yeah,
the bowling lanes, right? And I'm like, where's the bowling alley? It's down under the ground. That's what I remember. That's what I remember about going to Milwaukee, man.
Okay.
I saw dudes popping up out of under the ground with bowling balls.
That's one of those sports I absolutely believe it's one of those regional things. If you grew up in a certain area, you play certain sports more than others, or activities.
Because of your weather and whatnot.
Yeah, man.
It's a thing you can do, right?
Oh, man. You grew up playing. And you can drink, too.
Absolutely, but we don't have that here. The bowling alleys are not under the ground here in Atlanta.
Nah,
y'all
nah.
Just named the top three things that's the most important about Laverne and Shirley. They go bowling, and them two live underground where you see people's feet walk by. That is insane. Like, y'all just described Milwaukee to a T.
Well, that's perfect that you brought that up, because I asked him for a reason. I'll ask you. Noelle, have you ever been to Milwaukee?
I haven't. It's on my list.
One of the places, I bring this up for a reason, and I'm going to spin it back to sports, because that's an hour and a half drive from Chicago. We go up to Milwaukee all the time. And one of the places that the band that I used to roadie for played at was the Pfister Hotel, which is like one of the high, it's the you pick the fancy hotel here in Atlanta. It's that. Actually, it's more like the Plaza in New York, if you will. It's one of those old, great hotels. So the Pfister is the place in Milwaukee. I bring that up because that's where a lot of the baseball teams have stayed when they go to play the Brewers. Did you know that place is allegedly haunted?
Whoa.
So much so that apparently the Dodgers don't stay there.
Really?
Mookie Betts ain't staying at the Pfister. That's where this story... I had heard this story this past week. It's one of them hotels, you know, and I don't know if you've ever been into a place. Now, have you ever had an experience, whether it's a hotel or some relative's house, where you thought you heard something that you couldn't identify?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, you've been something and hear something thumping and not know what it was.
Talking about talking to you.
No, nothing talking, but just you hear something going on. But I haven't had held any conversation.
Noelle, you ever been someplace and somebody talked to you that wasn't in the room?
No, I haven't experienced that one.
I had that once. Had that once at Tracy's father's house up in Michigan, and I was sitting up with McKenna, and we had a little bit of wine, but I wasn't drunk. And we were watching a movie on TV, and I heard somebody go, "Craig," around the corner. And we both looked at each other. And I got up and went, nobody there. But I wasn't the only person that heard it. She heard it too. That's the first and last time I've been to that place.
Wow.
That was the last time we were there. But wow. I'm just saying, it's one of those stories. But the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, their Major League Baseball players, especially Mookie Betts, does not want to go to. And they stay somewhere else in Milwaukee. That was a story from this past week. All right, are we ready for tomorrow? We're going to talk about a Falcons victory, or at least some players that we see that look good in today's game, Sam, tomorrow morning?
Absolutely. We're going to break down the Falcons game tomorrow morning. Also, we're going to hear from John Grant, Executive Director of the MEAC SWAC Challenge. He's going to join us to talk about Norfolk State and Florida A&M coming to town next weekend. And Chris Bailey out of Carver High School here in Atlanta earned a gold medal in the men's 4x400 relay team. He's back in the States, and we hope to hear from him tomorrow morning, one of our local Olympians with a gold medal. Tomorrow morning on the show.
All right, and we're also going to hear from Joe Patrick, who you are going to hear from in a little bit. He'll be talking about today's Falcons matchup. And as we get on out the door here, Noel, thank you as always. Everybody else, thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings, and happy birthdays go out to, of all these people you never thought you'd hear in the same sentence, Davy Crockett, Robert De Niro, Sean Penn, John Gruden, and for you, Sam, where is it at here? I want to make sure. Guillermo Vilas.
Oh, yeah.
All April 17th birthday people. Oh, yeah, Jose Posada, too, from the Yankees. Anyway, rest of you, enjoy the rest of your day. Go Falcons. Noel, again, thank you. Wade Ford Tailgate Show is up next. This is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, Some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.